When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Real quick, guys, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode has me on pins and needles. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to bring today's episode to you. I really am. But first, I gotta say this. Thank you, everyone, for continuing to tune into the show, to watch the show, to go back and stream it later, whether you stream it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio or Amazon Music or whichever your favorite streaming platform is. Thank you, everybody, so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, joining in. Wow, look at everybody joining in. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. I really appreciate that. And whether this is your very first time joining the show, your very first time hearing my voice, I want to extend a hearty thank you for joining in, whether someone invited you or you found us by accident. Either way, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you being here, whether you are listening in Canada or whether you listen in the UK or the Philippines, or maybe you're in Spain right now, or maybe you're somewhere on the beaches of Trinidad and Tobago. Wherever you are, thank you for listening and watching. If you're watching this episode, I really appreciate it. And for all those individuals who say, Travis, man, I'm not new. I'm not a new listener. But I've been watching and listening to your show for years. And I thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you, everybody. And listen, and if you are new, do me a favor if you don't mind. If you're driving somewhere or maybe you're at work, just say, I'm new. I'll pick it up on the airwaves, right? Just say, I'm new. And if you're watching this and you're new, do me a favor, please. Just type the word new in chat. Do that for me. Just type the word new. Man, today's episode, like I said, it has me on pins and needles, and I won't delay this any further, guys. I want to jump into some things real quick. Guys, everybody knows that This show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on the show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you said, well, Travis, listen, I have an inspiring story. I know someone that has an inspiring story that would be really great to come on to your show, but I don't want to come on the show, man. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And here's the cool thing. When you send us that email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com, you can even remain anonymous if you like. See? There you go. Now, guys, everyone knows that this show has a few affiliate sponsors. I'm going to go ahead and play that information, get it out the way. Once we do, guys, we're going to go ahead and drop this and get back to this episode because this is going to be good. Don't go away. Stay right there. Keep coming in, everybody. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information will be in the chat. So if you're not watching this, it's for Travis. I'm not watching, so I can't look at the chat. That's okay. Listen up for the sponsorship information, guys. Please visit. Get some great deals. Guys, thank you once again for being here. I know you're excited to get started. So am I. So let's dive right into this, guys. If you did not catch today's topic, today's episode, guys, it's entitled, is this thing on? Yeah. Is this thing on? Yeah. Today's episode, guys, is entitled, wait, is this thing on? Man, let me tell you something. Microphones are pretty cool. And although they can look different, they all do the same thing. There are some that are pretty fancy in the terms of what they can do. Some can change how your voice sounds so that you can sound robotic. If you want to, your voice could sound much, much deeper if you want. But the sound doesn't originate from within the microphone. The sound doesn't come from the microphone alone. I thought when I was a kid the sound came from the microphone, but they're different. They can be all types, shapes, and all sizes, and they're different in the way they perform. Some can amplify your voice differently, and some can make you change your voice. But microphones are different, and they can be very different. And sometimes, depending on the audience that you're trying to reach, you want a different kind of microphone because of who you are trying to reach. You don't always want a robotic sound when you're trying to reach a certain type of crowd. You don't always want your microphone to sound like this or like that when you're trying to reach a certain type of crowd. Microphones can be different depending on who your audience and who you are trying to reach. Have you ever seen someone trying to use a microphone and before they began speaking or singing or whatever they is giving, whatever they're doing, giving a speech or whatever, before they do begin, they start singing, they start tapping that microphone a little bit like this. And they go, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. And then they may ask, is this thing on? Because you can be speaking, but if the microphone is not on, you could never hear what I'm saying. Yeah, if the microphone is not on, if the power is not on, all you will hear is lips are moving, but no sound is made. So they ask, is this thing on? And I always wondered why they would ask, is it on? And I figured out they ask, is it on? Because they want to make sure that their sound is heard. And that is what we're talking about today. Making sure our sound is heard. Making sure that what we do and the things that we say, how they have an impact and how to become an impact to others. And I know you may be wondering, well, I can't be an impact because I've had so many different things in my life. I made bad choices in my life. How can I be a positive impact for someone and I've had so many bad things in my life? That has nothing to do with your ability to be an impact. All you have to do is choose the right microphone. Choose the right audience. And you can become an impact. So they tap the microphone because they want to make sure their sound gets heard. Sadly, many people go through life feeling they have never been heard. And it's true. Many people go through life and a lot of times they feel that they've never get heard. I don't, no matter what happens, I just don't feel like people hear me. I don't feel like people hear me. You could give a teacher could be in front of a classroom, or a professor in college can be in front of a classroom and they can give a test on things that they've talked about and every student could fail or they have bad grades. And then the teacher could say, I just don't think you guys have been hearing me. I don't think you've been hearing me. And many people go through life and they feel like they've never been heard. I'm not saying that they can't speak or communicate, but they go through life feeling they are never been heard. Yeah, they do. They just go through life feeling like they've never been heard. And no matter how much they explain a situation and no matter how much you talk, some still won't hear you. It's like talking to your children, right? Have you ever had a conversation with your child about something, whether it was a such situation at school or a relationship situation or whatever the issue is? Have you ever had a situation with your child? Maybe they were acting out, right? Maybe they were acting out and you had this conversation with them and you could see it in their eyes before they even walked away. This joker is not even hearing me. Have you ever had a conversation with your child and no sooner than they walk out away from your presence and they walk away as if they didn't even hear you talking? Like, were you even in the same conversation? Was I talking to myself? I know. I think there are some parents out there, grandparents, aunties, uncles, professors that are saying, I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I know exactly what you mean. And they walk away as if you weren't saying anything at all. They have that blank stare on their face like nothing was being said at all. And we're not talking, let me draw this distinction. We're not talking about getting overlooked. I'm not talking about getting overlooked. I'm talking about making a difference. Yeah, I'm talking about making a difference. I'm not talking about getting overlooked. We're talking about even when you get a chance to say what you have to say, you still weren't heard. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating that can be more frustrating than when you get a chance to speak, they still don't hear you. You know how you get in a conversation with people and maybe it's a disagreement or maybe even a heated disagreement. And they say, no, you let me get a chance to speak. You said what you had to say. Now it's my turn. And when you speak, they still don't hear you. Man, that eats you up. That will eat you up. And no matter what you say, you can tell they still aren't hearing you. And there could be something, nothing more so frustrating than when you get a chance, even when you get a chance to speak, they still don't hear you. You can speak the same language and they won't hear you. You can grow up on the same side of town and in the same city and in the same village, and they still won't hear you. Let me just ask everybody this general question. What do you do when you're struggling just to be heard? Yeah, what do you do when you're struggling just to be heard? You speak the same language. You grew up in the same household. You have the same culture. You have similar backgrounds. But every time you open your mouth, it seems like they aren't hearing you. You're at work and you have the same training as everybody else. You're on the same job as everybody else. But it still seems like they aren't hearing you. What do you do when you're just struggling? I just want somebody to hear me. I want to make a difference. I want to be and make an impact. I just want to be heard. Hey, think about things I said. I just want to be heard. What do you do when you're struggling just to be heard? Because think about this. People don't fight in order to talk. They fight in order to be heard. Arguments break out because one person doesn't feel like they've been heard. People fall out with good friends if they don't feel like they are being heard. What do you do when you feel like no one hears you? When all you want is your sound to resonate with others. You just want your sound to resonate. You want your sound to make a difference. You want what you say to make a difference to people. It seems like no matter more you talk, nobody's hearing. I just want to make a difference in people's lives. What do you do when what you say is not heard? Microphones, man, microphones, like I said, they're actually pretty cool. They are. Microphones are pretty cool. And microphones have been around since the 19th century. That's right. They've been around a while. They have been around since the 19th century. As a matter of fact, unlike most inventions where there was kind of like one person that created something, there were multiple contributors that added to the microphone's creation. So you know how you may have a one invention where one person invents something and they get all the credit for inventing it because they did the work alone. And they create this or they invent this one thing and they get all the credit for inventing that one thing. That one person makes an invention and they get all the credit for that one thing they invented. They're the ones who came up with the idea, the concept. It was them doing all the talking in their heads. They talked to themselves and they wrote their notes down. But that one person did all the creating and that one person gets all the credit. That one person came up with the idea and that one person gets all the credit. That one person put all the things together and that one person gets all the credit. But unlike that, the microphone had many contributors. There are many people that contributed to the creation of a modern microphone. It wasn't just one person. It was many individuals. Many people contributed. There were multiple contributors that added to its creation. Well, whenever there's one person contributing to invent something, there's only going to be that one person's perspective. Whenever there's one person contributing to the creation or invention of something, you're going to have that one person's vision and that one person's opinion. Whenever there's one person involved in the creation, and whenever there's one person involved in the creation and the invention of something, you're going to have that one person's opinion. But whenever there are multiple people that contribute to an idea, there's going to be multiple things that get said about that thing. And even though multiple things were said about the creation of the microphone, because there were multiple people, and because there were multiple people said, nope, create it like this. Nope, do it like that. Nope, I think this should be like this. Nope, I think this should be this way. Multiple people said multiple things about how the microphone should be created. And so even whenever there is multiple ideas, there's going to be multiple things that get said. And even though multiple things were said about the microphone's creation, it didn't stop the microphone from being made. Yeah, there were multiple things that were said, and that means there were multiple people that contributed. That means there were multiple opinions. But it didn't stop, the multiple opinions did not stop the microphone from being made. One person said, design it this way. Another person designed it another way. Another person said, design it this way. Another person that contributed designed it another way. And everything each one of them said went into how we use the microphone today. I'm using one now. There's one on your phone. There's one on your mobile device. Performers use them on stage. We use them every day. And each way we use them had to do with each different person who contributed what they said and with their opinion. The way we use microphones today, the way that we use our microphones today is a result of different opinions. Yeah, the way we use microphones is a result of different opinions. What I'm saying is this: in order to impact others in the way that we want, we have to be able to handle different opinions. Yeah, I know. You think your opinion is the best one. I know. You sat and you thought it out, and you wrote it out, and you put it out there on paper. You even Googled your opinion to make sure it was good. You fact-checked yourself because you thought, oh, this is a good one right here. But the truth of the matter is, in order to make an impact in the lives of people the way that we want, we have to be able to handle different opinions. In order for the microphone to look and operate the way it's doing today, it took different opinions. And in order to become the impact person that we want, you've got to be able to handle different opinions. Listen, I want to share a quick story with you guys, okay? I'm going to share a quick story. There's this person and we had a difference of opinions on something. We had a difference of opinion on something. They gave their opinion. I gave my opinion. They gave their opinion again. I gave my opinion again. They gave their opinion again. Well, I was not about to stop. They kept giving their opinion. I kept giving my opinion. Finally, somebody said, stop. You both just have different opinions. So I had to go back and apologize to that person. I said, you know what? I didn't handle that moment right. Everybody has a different opinion. What I'm saying is it takes different opinions in order to become the impact that we want with others. You have got to be able to handle different opinions. We must realize if we hope to impact someone else, we're not talking about someone that's you. We're not talking about your friends and your family. No. In order to impact someone else, if we're looking to impact someone else or a community or a people, we must realize those who we hope to have an impact on, those who we hope to have an impression on, those who we hope to have an impact on, we must realize that they already have their own opinion before we say or do anything, before we say one thing to them, before we volunteer, before we raise our hand, before we say, I'll do it. We've got to first understand that they already have their own opinion. They already have, before you begin speaking, somebody already has their own opinion. And if we ever decide that we want to be an impact with someone, you've got to be able to handle their different opinion. I know. Come on. Let's get real. Come on. Get real with me. You got to be able to handle. The problem hasn't been that you don't like them. The problem really is you got too much different opinion. Come on. I know it's hitting it. We've got to be able to handle a different opinion. I just don't like going around them. Why? I don't know. Yes, you do. It's because they have a different opinion and you just don't like the pushback. It's a different opinion. We can't make a difference in a community if we go to that community and we can't handle the opinion that they have in that community. You can't make a difference with an individual if you can't handle the different opinion that that individual had. You're not guaranteed that they're going to agree with what you're saying. You're not guaranteed they're going to accept what you're saying. If you can't handle a different opinion, you won't be able to become the impact that you're trying to become. And you'll find yourself saying, asking, is this thing on? I'm tapping it, but I don't get it. Is this thing on? We must realize that before we even speak, before we even volunteer, before we even raise our hand, before we write our name on a volunteer list, you're walking into someone who already has a different opinion. And if you cannot handle that, then you won't be able to become the impact that we're trying to be. The test is not if you can speak or volunteer well. The test was if you could handle a different opinion. I just told you of a situation where I didn't handle a moment well, because the test wasn't whether I could say the right thing or wrong thing. The test was, could you handle a different opinion. As a people, a lot of times the people we say we can't get along with, it has nothing to do with them. It has to do with they have a different opinion than us. The reason we can only reach, the only reason we only try to reach certain people is because we can't handle the different opinion that another race has. We can't handle the different opinion a different culture has. We can't handle a different opinion that someone from a different side of town has. We can't handle the different opinion from someone who didn't finish school, who didn't go to college, who's only got a sixth grade education. The problem that we have, the gap that we have when we're trying to make an influence is, can you handle a different opinion? It's not, do you like their hair? It's, can you handle a different opinion? And if you look in politics all over the world, they argue, they bicker, they fight. It's all over differences of opinion. One person says, if you elect me, we'll do this. If you elect them, this is going to happen. They all argue, they bicker, they fight, and that's okay. It's okay, but they're fighting over difference of an opinion. I should wear blue clothes, or I should wear black or green or yellow. It's just a different opinion. You want to be an impact. You want to make a difference, but you can't handle a different opinion. A lot of times, guys, when I make videos, I make promos for my show that I post on social media, a lot of times I'll take those videos to my wife, and I know what I see. I'll take it to my wife, and I say, hey, Nicole, I think this video is pretty cool. Here's what I'm going for, and I'll tell her what I'm looking for and what I'm going for. I'll tell you my idea behind it, and she goes, no. I don't think you should do that. Maybe make that a different color. Can you change that here? And I was like, okay, I can see that. And I'm like, you sure, Nicole? She's like, yep, change it. Or make it different. You got to be able to handle a different opinion. So the test is not whether you can speak well, not if you can volunteer more than anyone else, not if you can put your name first on the volunteer list. That's not the test. The test is if you can handle a different opinion, because just like creating the microphone took different opinions, if you can handle a different opinion, there is no telling what you could come up with. If you can handle a different opinion, there's no telling what you can create. They all had a different opinion, but what they came up with is still being used today. It doesn't matter how fancy it was. It doesn't matter the design of how it looks. The different opinion, and we're still using it today. It doesn't matter how fancy it is. It all came from a different opinion. Their ability to facilitate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A different opinion put their names in history and put their names in the record books. What is your name waiting to be written down in? And all you have to do is be able to handle a different opinion. Each person that contributed to the creation of the microphone had a different opinion on how it should be. One said, do it this way. One said, nope, I'm going to take your idea and I'm going to do it this way. Another individual said, I like that point, but I'm going to do it this way. Each person that contributed to the creation of the microphone had a different opinion on how it should be. But each one was also given credit for its creation. Maybe the start of being an impact begins with how we handle an opinion that is different than ours. We can easily navigate the opinions of someone we have a relationship with. We can talk it out, go have lunch together, invite them over to your house for dinner, and then we can revisit the situation later. But the test, the true test to being an impact with others is when you have to deal with a different opinion from someone you don't have a relationship with. When you have to deal with a different opinion from someone you don't already get along with. Yeah. Every war that has ever been fought in the streets or in the territory or between nations has been because someone couldn't handle a different opinion from someone they already couldn't get along with. Every war that's ever been fought in households, this family member couldn't get along with this family member, it's all because of a different opinion. Well, I didn't like how you cooked the potato salad. I didn't like how you made the chicken. It was dry as bread. I didn't like how you made that cake. It was hard as a rock. I didn't like that suit. Why'd you wear a blue suit? I told everybody to wear white. Every fight, every battle, every war, every struggle has been because there's been a different opinion. And in your mind right now, there's a struggle because there's a different opinion. Should I get up? Should I sit down? Should I lay down? Should I walk? Should I go to work? Should I work from home? Should I go to a building? What kind of job to apply for? If the struggle has been because of a different opinion, should I watch this on my phone? Should I watch it on my tablet? Well, it's a struggle because it's a different opinion. We had chicken last week. Why are we going to have chicken this week? Can we have fish? Can we have something different? It's a different opinion. Husband and wives go to battle because of their different opinion. Children and parents fight and argue because there's a different opinion. And it took different opinions to make this microphone. You hear me today because of a different opinion. What could we create? Who could we impact if we were able to learn how to handle a different opinion? They may not sound like you. They may not have your type of background or your upbringing. But if you want to make an impact with others, you got to be able to handle a different opinion. So the first point in being an impact to others, you got to be able to handle a different opinion. Yeah. You got to be able to handle it, not just with those that you like. You got to be able to handle with those who you disagree with, who don't look like you, who those you already got an issue with. And maybe the issue is just the fact that that you have a different opinion and you don't want to acknowledge it, because everybody you speak to has their own opinion. I know it's tough, man. It's a good one. Is there anybody out there that's watching right now or listening that's willing to admit that sometimes it's hard for you to handle people that have a different opinion than yours, that you get combative, you get argumentative? And people say, well, I don't get combative, but you get argumentative. You ready to argue? You ready? I'm gonna stand my ground. It's a different opinion. I know. The microphone, man, when I was studying this, I thought it was so interesting. I thought it was so interesting to learn about the microphone and how many different contributors contributed to the modern creation or the invention of the modern microphone. More, it wasn't just one person. It was multiple individuals. And it was in the 19th century. The 19th century. That means the 1800s. During the 1800s, this was going on. During the 1800s, this was going on. The microphone was not just invented not just so it could change how people hear. It wasn't just invented so it could change how people hear, but the microphone was also invented to change how many could hear at one time. So the microphone was invented to help change the amount of influence that you could have at one time with many people, many types of people, many different types of people. So the microphone not only changed how people would hear, it also changed how many would hear at one time. So you could influence people everywhere all at one time. So you could influence. So it would change how much you could influence all at once. It was designed to make a difference. In other words, you weren't born just to just work a job and retire. You are the microphone. You weren't just born to work a job and then retire. You were designed, you were born, you were created to reach more people and impact more than you think you were. You were born just to your parents. You weren't born just to your auntie so your aunt could say, oh, I got a niece now. I got a nephew now. You were born with a reach. You were designed to have some reach to you. Yeah, when you was created, you was created with some reach. It doesn't matter if you were born and confined to a wheelchair. You were still created with some reach. You may have been born and created with one arm, but you were still designed with some reach. If you have no arms at all, you still were born with some reach. Just like a microphone, you just define the crowd you were designed to reach. You were born to do more than just work a job and then retire. You were born with some reach. You were born to make a difference. The microphone was invented so it could change how many could hear all at once. You were never made just for those who were familiar to you. You were made for more than just those who you are on a first name basis with. You were meant for more than just your neighborhood and just your culture, and just your race. You are the difference maker. Yeah, go ahead and put that in check. Say it out loud. Sell yourself. I am a difference maker. I believe and I know that there's some people right now that are listening. Let me tell you something. You are a difference maker. I know they called you other names. I know they said you're not good enough. I know they said you're too short. But let me call you something else. You're a difference maker. I know they said because of your background, you can't tell anybody nothing. I know they said because of your mistakes, you don't have a right to say anything. Let me call you something else. You are a difference maker. Yeah, go ahead and put that in chat. Go ahead and say it out loud to yourself. Let yourself hear it. I am a difference maker. Yeah, I'm a difference maker. Yeah, I'm a you are a difference maker. If you only listen, it's like speaking into the microphone. If you're only trying to reach those who are in the front row, what I mean is those who look like you, those who talk like you, if you're only trying to reach those in the front row, your microphone becomes limited. If you're only trying to reach those who you get along with, your microphone is limited. You are not just designed to make a difference with those you hang out with. You are designed to be a difference to those who you've never seen. You are designed to be a difference maker for those who've never seen your face before. Because you are a difference maker. And that's what the microphone is. The microphone became a difference maker. Before there was a microphone, they could speak to thousands of people. They could speak to hundreds of people. But when the microphone came, they could begin to speak to thousands of people. Before the microphone came, they could speak to a few people, and some people in the back might not hear it, and they had to depend on the other person telling them what was said. But when the microphone came, it became a difference maker. Everything changed when you came on a scene. Everything got better when you came on a scene because you are the difference maker. You are designed to make a difference. You are designed because you are a difference maker. In order to reach many people, in order to reach as many people as you can all at once, you must believe that you are a difference maker. You'll never be able to reach anybody if you don't believe that you are a difference maker. You can speak in a crowd of people, and some might hear you, but if you turn on the microphone, if you turn on the microphone, everyone could hear you all at once. You could be talking and a few people could hear you, but turn on the microphone and everybody can hear you all at once. Maybe all you need to do is believe that you are a difference maker. That's turning on the microphone. Every time you believe that you are a difference maker, you are turning on the microphone. Maybe all you need to do is turn on your mic. All you need to do is just believe in yourself. Maybe all you need to do is just believe you got something worth saying. So the second point about being an impact is you got to be ready to be turned on. You got to be ready to flip the switch. You got to be ready to say, I'm flipping this thing. The second point is you got to be ready. Yeah, you got to be ready. When it's your moment, when it's your time, turn it on. When they give you a chance, turn it on. When it's your opportunity, turn it on. You got to be ready to turn it on. So the second point is, you got to be ready. Right now, guys, I want to talk about something that I thought was kind of different when I was studying this. I want to talk about something, guys. I want to talk about something called the inconvenience of better. I want to talk about the inconvenience of better. Yeah, I know that sounds strange. The inconvenience of better. If you ask anybody if they want things to be better in their life, they will say yes. Whether you're 2 or 102. If you ask anybody if they want things better in their life, they will say yes. But wanting things to be better and actually putting forth an effort are two entirely different things. Because where one person wants better, another person puts in the effort for better. Because the truth is, better shows up as an inconvenience. Yeah, better always shows up as an inconvenience. Better will inconvenience you and your life. Better will interrupt plans and overturn thoughts and ideas. Better will make you uncomfortable and will cause conflict and introduce controversy. When better comes, it disrupts the normal flow of things and what people had grown accustomed to having or seeing. Let me tell you what better looks like. Let me tell you what better looks like. Better looks like a protest of thousands of women demanding for their right to vote right here in the United States. Better looks like a protest of thousands of women demanding their right to vote right here in the United States, in this country, during the 19th century. Wait a minute. That's the same time that the microphone was being invented. That's during the same time the microphone was being created. So there were thousands of women protesting to vote at the same time the microphone was being created. That's crazy. Wait a minute. Just look at the oxymoron. While the microphone was being invented to amplify the voice, during this same time, thousands of women were protesting just to be heard. So while there was an invention across town to amplify the voice, thousands of women were protesting at the same time just to be heard. While work was being done in one city to amplify a sound, there was a struggle in the same city so their sound could be heard. The next to become an impact with others, you've got to be okay with what better looks like. You've got to be okay with better. And I'm not talking about your better. You've got to be okay when somebody's better looks different than what you've been used to. You've got to be okay with somebody's better not being the same as yours. You got to be okay with somebody's better not lining up with yours, because to the women, voting was better. To some people that were still in authority, to some men, better was just having them speak about it. But to women, better was being okay to vote. You got to be okay with someone's better being different than yours. So the next point into being an impact is, you've got to be better You got to be okay with being with better, and you got to be okay with their better being different. And I know that better may rock the boat, but you won't go overboard. So the next point is, you got to be okay with better. Yeah, look like this. Yeah, you got to be okay with better. You may, it may be fine with you, but you got to be okay with their better looking different than your better. You got to be okay that with your better is not the same better than theirs. You've got to be okay with their better looking different. You've got to be okay with their better looking different. Listen, let me just say this to everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, wherever you are of the world. You do have something worth listening to. You do have something worth hearing. And people will try to talk you out of it because they know they may know a couple of things about your history. They may know a couple of things about your past. But you do have something worth listening to. You do have something worth saying and worth hearing. If it wasn't so, if you didn't have something worth hearing, listen, if you didn't have something worth hearing, if it wasn't so, your parents would not have gotten so excited just to hear you stumble through your first words. Remember, have you ever listened to a child learning to speak for the first time? We have a grandson named Amir. We have a grandson. He's speaking well, much better now. But when he still stumbled through some words. It's still like, huh? What are you saying? But we still get excited. We still get excited because he's trying to get through it. He's trying to learn it. He's trying to get it. So, and when he starts speaking his first words, he said this. I would run and tell Nicole, he said this. Nicole, and she would say, Travis, he said this. We both would get excited because he was learning to speak. And we would get excited, and the words were hardly coherent. The words were barely coherent, but we would get excited because he was stumbling through his first words. Have you ever listened to a child learning to speak for the first time? They stumble over every syllable and every word. And every word just seems to kind of run together. Blah, 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 blah. Goo, 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 ga, ga, ga. That's all. And you get a six-month-old baby, and all you see is dribble coming out their mouth. They slobbing all over the place, and blah, blah, blah. That's all you hear, goo, goo. Oh, they're trying to speak. And they haven't said one word. And we get excited over the goo, goo, and the ga, ga. They haven't pronounced one syllable or put one sentence together, and we get excited over the goo-goo and the ga-ga. And no matter how much they babble, we still get excited, don't we? There's somebody listening right now that's getting excited over their child's goo-goo, ga-ga. We can barely make out the words, but we get excited. Parents all over or get so excited when the child stumbles for the first time trying to speak. And all you can make out are sounds and pronounces their words. And we get excited over the goo-goo and the ga-ga. And before they can put a sentence together, people are gathering around. You get your uncles and aunts. You call them on video chat. You might FaceTime them. Whatever you might do, you call them on video, say, man, they're trying to speak. Man, they're trying to talk. And all they said was goo, goo, ga, ga. But we get excited that they stumbled, and we get excited over the goo, goo, ga, ga. Because we know things are going to get better over time. They will only get better with time, but we get excited over the goo, goo, and the Gaga. We call folks, we tell folks at work, we post it on social media. Goo goo, Gaga. Listen, if you want to become an impact with other people, you want to become an impact with others, don't be afraid of their goo goo phase. Yeah, they may be goo gooing and Gaga now, but don't get afraid of their goo goo phase. I know they're not like you want them to be, but don't be afraid of their goo goo phase. Don't be ashamed of their goo goo phase. You want to be an impact. You can't get afraid or be ashamed of where they are. You can't be ashamed or afraid of where they are. You can never become an impact with others if you are afraid of where you meet them. You can never make a difference in someone else's life if you are afraid of where you meet them. You can't, listen, if you can't handle where you meet them, you will never become an impact to them. If you can't handle where you find them, if you can't handle their story, then you can never become an impact to others. Don't be afraid of someone's goo goo gaga phase. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't act like you don't know them in public. In the same way parents get excited when their child is stumbling through learning words, get excited about someone else's progress. Yeah, just like a parent getting excited about their child just stumbling through words, get excited about the process and the progress of others, because they will, listen, they will not know how excited you are about their change until they see how excited you are about their process. Let me say that one more time. Someone will not know how excited you are about their change until they see how excited you are about their process. The final point to being an impact with others is this. You got to meet them where they are. Yeah, they may be in their goo-goo phase, but no, it's going to get better. Yeah, it's going to get better. You got to meet them where they are. You can't become an impact if you aren't willing to meet people where they are. Stop judging them. Stop complaining about their goo-goo phase. Be like a parent when their child stumbles through it. Encourage them. Pat them on the back. Send them a text message. Call them and just say, I'm proud of you. Call them and say, I like the process you made. I like the progress you've done. There are a lot of parents have missed out on the opportunity to tell their child, you've done a good job. I'm proud of you. Pat them on the back. I know they say, well, if your parent is still alive, call them and tell them you're proud of them. No, how about you as a parent, you call your child. You pat your child on the back. You tell your child, I'm proud of you. You was in your goo-goo phase. I'm proud of you. I watched you go from goo-goo, ga-ga to making sentences. You've got to be excited about someone else's process. You've got to get excited about someone else's progress. If you want to be an impact to someone else, you've got to get excited about it. You've got to meet people where they are. Listen, you've got to get excited about someone else's process. They may be in their goo-goo, ga-ga phase, but know that it's going to get better. Helping others means meeting them where they are. Yeah, listen, I know a lot of times we want someone to clap for us, but this applause is for someone else. This applause is for the person you know who is in their goo-goo phase. This is for the person you know is still stumbling through something. Give an applause for someone who's stumbling through it. Because, listen, they're stumbling through it, but their mind is made up. They're coming out of it. If you have seen someone make a difference, if you've seen someone change, if you've seen someone do a difference and make a progress, pat them on the back. Tell them I'm proud of you. Tell them good job. Send them a text message. Give them a call. Give them a shout out on social media. I'm proud of you. This applause is for somebody else. This hand clap is for somebody else. This hand clap is for somebody that you know is in their Google phase. You ain't quite make it, but I'm glad that you're trying. This is for the person you know that's still stumbling through. Give an applause for someone who's stumbling through it, but their mind is made up. They're coming out of it. They might be standing next to you. They might be watching this or listening this with you. That might be across town or another city or another village. I know a lot of things can be done. A lot of things can be said. And we want to have an impact with others. But before we do, let's check and make sure. Is this thing on? Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Let me get out of here, guys. Listen, you can stream in each week, 6:30 to listen to the show. And thank you, everybody that's been tuning in. I'm so glad that you're here. I really am. Guys, listen to me. You can stream this on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace. See y'all next week, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.